our community connection brought to you by First Baptist Church. And on this Friday morning, an opportunity for me to welcome back in for the first time this year, Patty Beavers from Family Crisis and Counseling Center. And Patty, it doesn't matter too much whether it's hot or cold or windy or calm or bright and sunny. People make bad decisions, and you're kind of there to help with the effects of what goes on afterwards.
That's absolutely true, Charlie. We're busy regardless, but we do see an uptake in clients when the weather is real cold, when it turns cold.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they have nowhere to, you know, to go. The stress of being able to afford the bills, leftover expenses from the holidays, it just adds additional stress that then can escalate into violence. And so we do see more people. Same thing when the weather gets really hot.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, but it's the fact of life, and it's not unique to Bartlesville or Washington County. It probably goes on.
That's absolutely. That's just United States statistic. That's everywhere.
Yeah, and I think that probably we can extend that right on out to not only to Canada and Mexico, but France and Germany and India and anywhere else you want to talk about. Probably.
That would be my guess also.
Yeah. But you are there. You've got a shelter program as far as an emergency shelter for people. You've got classes, men choosing a change, women choosing a change. You are there for the schools and help educate youngsters, well, maybe not so youngsters, but teens for, you know, dating situations. You're really there trying to serve the community in a lot of different ways.
We are, and today I thought I'd talk just a little bit about safe dating. That is part of our prevention program that's taught in our high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Nowata and Washington County. It's taught in our alternative programs here as well. And we have goals that we have set for this second semester with the kids or teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And one is to raise awareness of what constitutes healthy and abusive dating relationships, and another is to raise awareness of dating abuse and its causes and consequences, and then we try to equip the students with the skills to develop healthy dating relationships, including positive communication, anger management, and conflict resolution, and then equip the students with the skills and resources to help themselves or friends that are in abusive dating relationships.
That's some excellent stuff. And when you go into schools and you talk to students for the first time on some of these topics, I'm sure there's some interesting conversations that go on.
There are. I personally am not the specialist that goes in the school. We have a specialist named Tony Malloy.
Mm-hmm.
Mallow, that is our prevention specialist, and the kids are interested. They relate to her. We have pre and post tests of the topic that we're going to teach to see how much kids know about to start with, and then how they come back and test afterwards. And her results are great. You know, the percentages, you know, are up there from what they knew, you know, before the classes began and what they know afterwards.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do well with her. They enjoy her being there. They enjoy the topics that are covered. You know, if they don't buy in, you're wasting your time. But these kids do.
Yeah. For those of us that are, I'll say, more than 20 years away from those high school dating relationships, we might, you know, look back on our life and say, I don't remember that kind of stuff going on when we were youngsters. But I have to believe it probably did.
It did. And it really, dating abuse includes any behavior by a dating partner that's used to manipulate you, is used to gain control in the relationship, is used to gain power over someone, makes a person feel bad about himself or herself, or makes a person afraid of his or her boyfriend or girlfriend. So, you know, that manipulation and control, it was there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the bad boy, maybe back in my day, you know, they called him, you know. But yeah, it's there. It's just more prevalent now.
Mm-hmm. And certainly we're willing to talk about it more. I'm sure there were friends of mine in high school that probably only got one date with a lot of different young ladies, but nobody really knew why.
Right. We certainly didn't communicate about that back then.
Yeah. So when your program, when your specialist goes out to talk to students, this How does it all work? Is it a fairly good sized classroom? Are they more small group type settings? How does it all work?
It's a classroom.
Okay.
It's classrooms that are designated to let her come in to that program. And so the teachers are in there. They may step out to make a copy or something like that, but normally the teachers are in there. Mm-hmm. But she's the one that has the control of the students with the program. It's curriculum based. It's broken out over a 9-week program that all this is discussed. It can be carried further if time permits. Mm-hmm. But for instance, this semester they're going over defining caring relationships, defining dating abusers, why do people abuse, how to help friends, helping friends, equal power through communication, how we feel and how we deal, preventing sexual assault, and there's no excuse for dating abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So, each week the curriculum is covered, and a lot of times it's a story, written specifically for that topic, and they will, first start, they'll read it and then share about it, and then they're going to answer those questions in that pre and post test and learn, to recognize what the flags are in this lesson to be learned, and then there's interaction.
Mm-hmm.
As well. There's activities that go on as well, incorporating these different scenarios.
And that certainly lets your specialist build some good trust relationships with the students and hopefully be one of the people that a student might share something privately with them.
Right. And when they do want to share something privately, that's at that point, I believe the counselors at the school are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Because we aren't school counselors,
but
there's a fine line there that they do care for her and do share with her up to what she can let them share with, and
sure.
Then she has to include someone else.
And then, I'm sure that the requirements are the same to her, but certainly in a school setting, school staff, school counselors, school administrators have a fiduciary responsibility on a legal term to someone that you're there as the parent in place, so to speak, to take care of some of those situations. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. But the students' conversation feedback on some of those, the conversation during that lesson session, I'm sure, can get pretty heated.
Yeah, it does, because it's what's going on in their real life.
Yeah.
When they open up and get real, then that's what's going on, and that's a real eye opener then for those of us that haven't been around that, or assume that that's at a different level of maturity of, and not in the high schools or the mid highs and things like that. So,
you and I talk about domestic violence relationships frequently on this program, and I think it's much more easier for the general public to recognize that might go on once you're into, you pick the numbers, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, but we don't expect it in the teens. At least I think a lot of us don't.
Absolutely. You just assume that that's later down the line, when they're older and maybe make some poor choices and old enough to make poor choices. I think it's unfortunate that this is in the mid-highs and the high schools, and that this is something we're dealing with today, not when they're 30 or 40 or something like that.
Yeah. You mentioned that you're in the high schools and mid-highs. What communities are you active in? I'm sure it's more than just Bartlesville.
We have Bartlesville and Dewey and Nowata. I left Dewey out specifically, but I just said because I went by counties a minute ago.
Yeah.
But we have those three schools that we're in this year. One of the topics also, besides safe dating that is covered, that's part to me, can fit into some of this, is bullying. First semester they went over drugs and alcohol, now they've moved on to this semester, their focus is safe dates. But bullying's in there too, because, that's part of that manipulating and the verbal, trying to gain control and stuff like that. So that's also important.
Sure, and that's a lot of the same attitudes would overlap. It's a matter of a control type relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the line.
Right.
We'll take a break, and we will continue our time with Patty Beavers, talking about some of the situations that teens may encounter in a dating situation or just around the school, when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time on Community Connection this morning, again talking with Patty Beavers from Family Crisis and Counseling Center. And teens probably don't go home and talk to mom and dad about this or that happened on a date. Teens generally, by that time, don't want to disclose what went on their date with mom and dad. But sometimes it's a good idea if they do.
Absolutely. You know, it's the fear of what the parents are probably, you know, may already be attuned. The red flags may already be there for them, but they're giving the kids the benefit of the doubt, you know, that they're going to come to them and talk to them and make a good decision. But statistic-wise, between 10 and 38% of high school students have been victims of dating violence. And among students who are currently dating, as many as 59% have experienced physical violence, and 96% have experienced psychological or emotional abuse. Then the adults who use violence with these dating partners often began as an adolescent. So with the first episode typically happening around the age of 15. So if they're going to behave like that, you know, at 15, it's the dating violence or the abuse is going to be worse as an adult.
Yeah, makes sense that we would improve the skills that we have if that's the way you want to look at it. Probably not in all cases, and I don't know even if it's a majority, but part of that you have to say is learned behavior.
Absolutely is. What they see at home, they think is normal. So if they've grown up where everyone hollers and screams and threatens and gets in your face or hits, then they don't know any different. They don't, you know, that's what they think is normal.
So that's kind of continuing on with the rest of the mission of what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. We provide free counseling for domestic violence. We have teen dating violence classes, you know. All they have to do is call our agency at 336-1188. Because, again, the sad part is, you know, they just didn't wake up today and decide to be that way. It's learned behavior. It's what they've seen growing up and how they think it's a normal way to cope with it.
And unfortunately, their norm is not society's norm.
Correct. But they don't know that.
And I know you want to talk about some of the other services, but how many weeks per semester, or are we talking about a 4-week, 6-week, all semester long program in the school?
Pretty much all semester, and you think that's a long time, but no, it really isn't. You know, like this particular curriculum on safe dating can be as much as 9 weeks, but there's also other activities that you incorporate depending on how much time you really get to be in the classroom and stuff like that. There are activities. There's contests, poster contests. I think we had that last year. Mm-hmm. There's essay contests. Bringing everything that they learned for the year or things that they personally experienced. Mm-hmm. Testing, you know, there's so many things, you know, spring breaks, all that kind of stuff, takes away from it. So.
And depending on, and I'm hypothetically saying if you're in there on Mondays, we have enough Monday holidays that you missed this Monday or whatever.
Right,
so,
right.
But schedules sometimes don't always permit things to be exactly the way some of us would like to be.
So we pick and choose our curriculum then on how many weeks we have to get to work with the students.
Yeah. You mentioned the shelter, and that's certainly an important part of who you are, and I think probably one of the core services that really started what has been known now as Family Crisis and Counseling Center in Bartlesville.
You know, I love our shelter. It it's a place that people that are currently fleeing domestic violence, women and children that are currently fleeing domestic violence, can go and be safe. One of the things that I like to ask people this time of the year, when you're out and you see clearance sales, and that you might have an opportunity to pick up a little gift. You know, there are women that are in there on their birthdays, Mother's Day, Christmas, you know, the different holidays you normally buy. Maybe you buy your daughter, a little something for Valentine's Day or Mother's Day. Or, you know, if you can pick up a little gift, because a lot of these places have little items 75% off, you know, and drop them off at our office, then we can have those to pull out then when we do have shelter clients that are there and it's their birthday or Valentine's Day. Same thing for kids. If you know, this is the time of the year you'll see 10 for 10 on items, you know, peanut butter, brownie mix, all the things that little kids like. You know, my first thought was, I don't need 10, you know, but the deal is buy four for me and buy six for the shelter, they're $1 each. So we encourage people when they see sales like that to keep the shelter in mind and buy little things then that help make the kids more comfortable, because our food is donated.
So you would appreciate an occasional, and maybe a more than occasional, maybe at least a couple times a week, to see somebody walking in the front door with just a grocery bag full of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's those things. When I'm out, you know, they were talking spices the other day, you know, like to make a pumpkin pie. Well, you also have this, 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 and this, you know, fourth of a teaspoon or half of a teaspoon, but you've got to have all those things, you know, so it's, we take things for granted when we reach up and get a fourth of a teaspoon of this or half a teaspoon of that. So, spices go bad with time. So,
absolutely,
you know, just little things like that. You know, if you're out and you see things on sale, you know, pick it up and call us at our office or drop them by our office, and it's greatly appreciated.
And I know you would accept those little gift items anyway somebody brought them in, but would it be a good idea to wrap them, or does it really matter? Put them in
I've
a
never
gift
had
bag?
Any other than Christmas. We don't have people bring them in wrapped. Now sometimes they've already got a little bow on them or something like that, and that's great. You know, the gift pack type things
that they buy. So that really doesn't matter.
No, we can buy, you know, get gift bags or something and for the appropriate occasion and give it to them.
I just was trying to say, okay, how elaborate? Because I'm sure some people would like to present it as a gift looking item.
And you know what? If they want to wrap it and tell us what's in there, that's great too.
Sounds like a good idea to me. You continually need volunteers, and I realize that some of the work that you do is of a sensitive nature or requires specific training. On the other hand, as you've said in the past, it doesn't take a lot of time to train someone to be there to answer the phone when you got a class going on.
Absolutely. The most someone's going to be there about 2 hours. So it's like giving 2 hours of your time. Whether it's weekly or once a month or every 2 weeks, it's not that we, you know, expect you to be there unless you choose to, you know, every week, two times a week or something like that. Some people, prefer that they have that kind of time to give and they want to give that time. Mm-hmm. That's great. We love people like that. We also need people that can fill in when these people are on vacation or when they're sick. And things like that.
Yeah. Some of the other things you and I talk about frequently, and we don't have a lot of time to get into it, but just a couple of minutes. This is a time of year that as you said, violence escalates at all ages in all relationships. It's just time to be a friend to somebody.
Absolutely. Before I started this job, my blinders, you know, were on. You just weren't aware of this type of information. You'd not been a part of it. I'd not been a part of it in my family. And suddenly here it is. And it makes me attuned to what's going on. So now my little feelers go up, you know, when I hear an argument. Is it going to escalate? You know, or is this something that I can move on for? You know, I encourage people when they see a fight taking place, like in the Walmart parking lot or, you know, any parking lot, not necessarily to target that one, that's just a big one.
And I think that's it. It's a big one. Well, you're more likely, just because there's more vehicles, more people.
Right.
Yeah.
More opportunity to congregate there.
The percentages are the same everywhere.
Absolutely. You know, is you know, one of the things we tell women and men that come in, you know, if you're having a problem, you know, hit your panic button on your vehicle. You know, before I thought, oh, someone got too close to a vehicle. Now I stop and locate where that noise is coming from to make for sure there isn't an altercation there. And if you do witness an altercation in your, you know, in your neighborhood or at any location like that, before you go and get yourself involved to where you might be harmed, just call 911 and report it, you know, and let the police take care of it. You want to stop it if you safely can. Mm-hmm. But you also don't want to become a victim in the altercation also.
If somebody has questions about some of the things that we've talked about this morning, maybe they'd like to drop off a donation. Where is your office anyway?
Our office is at 622 Southeast Frank Phillips. That's at the corner of Seneca and Frank Phillips. And it's before you get to Cherokee and Homeland. We're in between those two locations.
Sound like a great idea. Patty, thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much.
That's a Community Connection this morning.
H.G. Weaver said, "Between the great things we cannot do and the little things we will not do, the danger is that we will do nothing." That's a powerful statement.